I never like to start a scene blindfolded, as much as I love to have my senses taken away one by one, making me more and more helpless with each passing moment. It robs me of the sweetest part of all, the moment where the negotiations are done and the fun begins. The moment where I watch the look in your eyes shift as you settle into your dominant self, as my sweet, gentle lover becomes something else entirely. Still sweet when she wants to be, but so much more powerful, so implacable, so controlling. Someone who could make me submit to her with a word, a glance, or just with her presence, my mistress. And I can feel myself changing in response, feel my conscious mind receding, all my conviction and sarcasm and cynicism melting away, leaving me so completely vulnerable, so pliable. Unable to even conceive of disobedience. My body moves unconsciously, my legs spreading, my head falling backwards, exposing my neck to your bites and chokes and kisses. I love how, even before I can open my mouth to beg, and believe me, I will beg, my body is already screaming with how much it wants you, how much it needs you, how every single part of me is powerless to resist you, even if it wanted to. All of it, all of me, belongs to you. My body, my mind, my heart. In that moment, we start to think, to move, to exist in perfect unison. Both of us being swept up together in this mad, desperate energy, in this spell that has somehow taken hold of us. And we know with perfect clarity that I belong to you. That I'm your slave, your toy, your filthy pain slut, and that you are my mistress, my owner, the one who brings me both agony and ecstasy, who both tortures me mercilessly and grants me the sweetest release imaginable, sometimes at the same time. Sometimes I wonder, when we start to lose ourselves in our dynamic and in each other, if these are simply roles we play or something more, our true selves, finally given form and expression and domination and submission. Certainly, there are times when you surround me with your will and your love and your iron, unyielding control, that I start to wonder if it ever really has to stop. If we could just stay like this forever, two halves of one whole. Maybe. For now, though, all I know is that that look in your eyes, fierce and predatory, your hands pinning mine above my head, your hot breath on my neck, is making me melt for you all over again. Please take me, mistress. I don't know if I can wait any longer.